Today's Daf Maseches Yoma, Daf Chaf Aleph, as the Gemara winds down to the end of the Perek, the series of statements and teachings regarding the miraculous features that existed during the time of the Beis HaMikdash of the Temple. However, the Gemara Namud Beis pulls back and notes that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, this was not a complete restoration of the first Beis HaMikdash, of all the great miracles that we learned about in the what happened over the first Beis HaMikdash. So based on a pasuk in the book of the Navi Chagai, first Perek, Pasuk Ches, Shem told the Navi they should build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Sheni, the Ekaved, and I will be honored through it. The Ekaved, it's missing a the letter He, should say the Ikavda, and the He, the letter He, representing number 5, that's talking about the 5 missing elements. The list goes as follows. Eilu Chamisha Dvarim Shehu Ben HaMikdash Rishon HaMikdash Sheni. The Eilu Hein, these are the 5 between the first and second Beis HaMikdash, one that existed in the first, that it did not exist in the second. Aron Mechaparos, the Chruvim. The Aaron, the cover and the Kruvim that were on top of the Aaron, that's counted as the one. The Esh, the fire that would come down from Shemayim, Mishchina, the divine presence itself, and Ruach HaKodesh, which is connected, of course, to the prophecy and the ability to have prophecy, which did not exist during the second Beis HaMikdash, for most of it at least. And the last one is the Urim V'Tumim, the special part of the Choshen that was part of the Kohen Gadol's clothing. So let's try to understand what this means. Seemingly, these elements are so fundamental to the Beis HaMikdash experience. How does it all go? So there's a comment to the Malbim. Unbelievable idea that the Malbim brings on a pasuk in Sefer Daniel. Daniel Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Dalet, where Hashem explains to Daniel the 70 weeks of years, Shavuim Shavuim, a week of years is 7. So those are 70 times 7, which is 490. Nachtach alamecha, were decreed on your nation, Baal Ir Kotshecha, and of course your holy city, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, to wipe away the sin and to end the chataos, the sins, and to atone for the avon. What is this 490 years? Says the Malbim, we know that the second temple by Sheni stood for 420 years, plus 70 years of Galus Bavel, Babylonian exile, when we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Somehow they're lumped together to form 490 years. The Malbim explains from Parshas Bichul Kosai that we know, Rashi brings this as well, based on the Psukim, that the Galus Bavel was 70 years to atone for 70 Shemitas. The Bnei Yisrael did not keep during the period of the first Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we had to leave Eretz Yisrael, so the land could receive its 70 years of rest. The Malbim adds that if we had these 70 Shemitas, we did not observe. We could conjecture that in between the Shemitas, our other observances were not so strong either, which add up to 420. However, only 70 years of atonement had to be outside of Eretz Yisrael, because those were connected to Shemitah. The other 420, we could achieve the atonement inside of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Malbim, Kalzeh, Savlu Onashim Acherim Kol Yemei Meshech Ayisheni. So we had other things that we were punished for during the years of the second Beis HaMikdash. We learned back on Daf Tes that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed due to the sins of Gilui Arayos, adultery, shvichas dami, murder, and avodah zarah, idolatry. And Perek Aleph, Perek Avos, in Mishnah Tes, it also lists another reason for the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, which was Shemitah Sa'aretz, not keeping the laws of Shemitah. On this list, 70 years of atonement for the Shemitah, for the Bittul Shemitah, and 420 for the Gilui Arayos, shvichas dami, and avodah zarah. All of this, according to the Malbim, means that Bayis Sheni, with these major missing pieces, was an extension of the Galus of Bavel. Unbelievable idea of the Malbim. Then if the Kapara was complete, the end of the 420, end of the 490, we should have merited Mashiach. Unfortunately, we had another problem. That was Sinas Chinam, says the Gemara. The hatred that we had amongst ourselves. And this caused the Galus to be extended. And here we are in it today, all those years later. There's clearly still work to be done. But the tefillah is that Abayi Shlishi, we should be Zocha to it, where all of those great miracles will return to us, not just for a short time, but for all of eternity.